From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of a message called God's Sovereign Purpose, part of this series in Romans chapter 8. The text is verses 28 through 30, in which the apostle sets forth what Dr. Cairns has described as the five pillars of Christian knowledge. So far, Dr. Cairns has explained what the Bible means by God's eternal election, predestination, and effectual calling. In the final portion of the message, he focuses on the fourth and fifth pillars, justification and glorification. Justified sinners are declared righteous in God's sight, and it is the justified who will experience ultimate glorification, the reality of being with Christ in heaven forever. Here, indeed, is the foundation of the Christian's peace and assurance. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude the message. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought found in Faith's Checkbook, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Devotional thought for today is a blessing in the city. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 2 and 3. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city. The city is full of care, and he who has to go there from day to day finds it to be a place of great wear and tear. It is full of noise and stir and bustle and sore travail. Many are its temptations, losses, and worries. But to go there with the divine blessing takes off the edge of its difficulty. To remain there with that blessing is to find pleasure in its duties and strength equal to its demands. A blessing in the city may not make us great, but it will keep us good. It may not make us rich, but it will preserve us honest. Whether we are porters or clerks or managers or merchants or magistrates, the city will afford us opportunities for usefulness. It is good fishing where there are shoals of fish, and it is hopeful to work for our Lord amid the thronging crowds. Oh, we might prefer the quiet of a country life, but if called to town, we may certainly prefer it because there is room for our energies. Today, let us expect good things because of this promise, and let our care be to have an open ear to the voice of the Lord and a ready hand to execute His bidding. Obedience brings the blessing. In keeping His commandments, there is great reward.
Master, thou callest, I gladly obey. Only direct me, and I'll find thy way. Teach me the mission appointed for me. What is my labor, and where it shall be? Master, thou callest, and this I reply, ready. And loss, willing to follow.
Have you ever wondered what the message of each New Testament book really is? Not just the meaning of a phrase, a text, or even a chapter, but the central message of the entire book? If so, we're happy to offer you the opportunity to obtain a means of doing just that. A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns preached a series of messages in which he explained the teaching of each of the New Testament books. This series was published in a book entitled A Sure Foundation. These messages let you get a grasp of the heart of the New Testament's teaching and show you how relevant it is to your life in the modern world. A Sure Foundation tells you how to live in the light of the gospel, in the freedom of faith, and not in the gloom of guilt and frustration. This is not another how-to book of self-help tips. Its constant theme is the acceptance believers have with God because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness to them, which is the heart of the gospel. Let the Bible Speak has recently obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, and we're now making them available to our listening audience. The price for each copy of A Sure Foundation is $10, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $10 made out to Let the Bible Speak to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. To reserve a copy, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Request your copy of A Sure Foundation today.
In Ezekiel 16, you have the picture of the sovereign God finding us like an aborted babe lying in its own blood. And the sovereign Christ comes and He says, live! Live! That's the answer. That is God's effectual call. He called us out of death. And now we live because He gave it to us. He called us out of darkness. He called us out of the power of Satan unto God. He has called us to His own kingdom and glory. What a contrast. We were in darkness, but now we're in the light. We were under the power of Satan. Now we're made alive in Christ by the power of God. He called us out of death, out of darkness. But He not only called us out, He called us unto the fellowship of His Son. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I put it all together. If God called us according to His purpose, and if God is faithful, then there can be no doubt. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ. There can be no doubt. All things work together for good to them that love God. We know because He has called us effectually. But whom He called, He justified. Our justification. Now, this is where it gets tough. Because you see, this is the heart of the gospel. And unfortunately, it's a heart that is hardly ever preached in most Protestant pulpits anymore. The truth of justification. To justify never means to make righteous. It means to declare righteous. He declared us righteous. Only because of the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. In Romans 5 verse 19 we read, as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And immediately you read that verse, you'll ask, well, how on earth can you say that the word never means made righteous? Very simply, what Paul has written there is, by the obedience, by the offense, or the disobedience of one, many were constituted sinners. And by the obedience of one, that is Christ, shall many be constituted righteous. The word that's translated here, and I'm translating constituted, is a word that means set in place, appointed, set and regarded as righteous. That's what Paul is saying. That marks the change of your standing before God. Once you were condemned, over against condemnation, God puts justification. Notice later in Romans chapter 8 the question. We'll get to it in due course. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. There is a charge against you as a sinner. Legally, you're charged and condemned. Now you're justified. Do you see this? There's no charge against God's people. God challenges the universe. Challenges the demons of hell. Where is there anywhere, anybody who could lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Why? There's none. Because God has justified them. Justification gives you a complete pardon. Let that sink in. You think of your past. The open sins, the hidden sins, the thought sins, the action sins, the sins of omission, the sins of commission, and then realize you don't know 1 millionth part of your own sinfulness. Not a millionth part of it does any of us know of how wicked we really are. We judge ourselves by ourselves and by other people instead of by God's absolute holiness. But he says, Acts 13:39, you're justified from all things. It's a full pardon. Complete pardon. You stand forgiven. But more than that, when God pardons you, takes away the rags of your filthy self-righteousness, he throws them away, and he garbs you and robes you in the absolutely perfect, pristine, pure robes of the righteousness of Christ. The prophet Isaiah talks about the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness. That's what he clothes you in. And then he puts in your hand the title deed to glory. That's justification. Legally, you're in a new standing with God. Forgiven, clothed in the righteousness of Christ, regarded as righteous by God because you're in Christ. And all the merits of Christ, all the obedience of Christ, all that Christ has deserved is now made over to your account. 2 Corinthians 5:21 gives you it in a nutshell. There's this double imputation, this counter imputation, as Hugh Martin, the great Scottish theologian, called it. God made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What does it mean Christ was made sin for us? Did Christ morally become a corrupt, filthy sinner, a blasphemer, an adulterer, a fornicator, a liar, a thief, a murderer? No, he didn't. He was not morally corrupted, but legally he took on himself all our sin, all the deserving of our sin, all that our sin deserved. Christ took it on himself. And God dealt with that sin in Christ in order that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's not speaking of a change in our moral character at this stage. That will come as the result. But he's now speaking of this transfer of merit. As Christ bore our sin, we bear his righteousness and his obedience. As he took what we deserve, we get what he deserves. Here's the head and the body. The head suffered all that the body deserves in order that the body may be brought to the enjoyment of all that the head deserves. What does Christ deserve by his obedience? Has he merited the highest place in glory? Has he merited it? Yes, he has. But listen, that merit belongs to every believer. That's why Revelation 3:21 says, Jesus says, I give to my people to sit with me in my throne. I want you to realize this. This is the destiny of God's people when they're perfectly conformed to Christ. They have a position where angels and archangels are their servants. They're ministers. This is a position that no angel can ever aspire to. This is the destiny of a redeemed man in Jesus Christ, having everything that Christ ever merited. You know, God's salvation is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to perceive. This is no small affair. This is no just, well, I'm making a decision, I'm changing my life, I'm turning over a new leaf, I'm going to have a different attitude. Maybe you need a whole new attitude, but this is something far more than that. This changes how you stand before a holy God. Now, when you're justified, you can say there's no condemnation. If I'm going to receive, and I am receiving, all that Christ has merited, there's no condemnation. and all things do work together for my good. And whom he justified, he glorified. Notice it's past tense. Now, you're not yet glorified. At least, I hope you're not. I hope you're not going to look like that forever. And I hope I'm not going to look like this forever. And I hope we're not going to feel like this forever. The old creaking bones and all that. No, we're not yet physically glorified. We've already seen that awaits a day that's coming. But God puts it in the past tense. Why? Because it's as certain as if it had already happened. As far as God's concerned, it's certain. And you see, in a way, it has happened. Ephesians 2:6. He has made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20. Whither the forerunner has for us entered. Christ is already in the glory, but he's there as our forerunner, guaranteeing the arrival of the afterrunners. But in Christ, we're already there. Glory is certain. Now, if glory's certain, then there's no condemnation. We know it. We know that all things work together for good. Listen, nothing can keep a Christian out of glory. You realize that? Let all the demons in hell rant and roar against you. Nothing can keep a Christian out of glory. We're going home to glory soon. We'll see the city bright. That's it. And there's not a power in earth or hell, or not all the powers of earth or hell combined, can keep God's people out of glory. Because Christ is there. They would have to get up and take Christ from his throne and cast Christ out of glory before any believer in Christ could ever lose that security. But notice this well. The certainty of God's purpose is the basis of the security of God's people, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he justified. Whom he justified, them he glorified. It's the same people throughout, from the first to the last. But you see what that means? I want to bring this right down to where you sit and where I stand tonight. You see, you can't go back into eternity and say, oh, I see the secret counsel of God. I saw him foreknow me and predestinate me. You can't do that, can you? So how is this of any use to us? Well, you see, if any one of the five is true, then they're all true. Now let's come to effectual calling. There was a blind man once who was asked to explain a whole lot of things about Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 9. I think, you know, he got a wee bit frustrated with these Pharisees. And he finally said, look, one thing I know. Once I was blind, now I see. That's it. And I think that's where God's people stand. There's a whole lot of things I don't know. But one thing I know. Once I was blind, now I see. Once I was dead, now I'm alive. Once I had no time for God or his Christ, now God and his Christ are my whole heart and soul. That's effectual calling. For only God can do that. Only God can do that.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.